Hey everybody, today I watched Concussion, directed by Andrew Landesman and starring Will Smith as forensic pathologist Dr. Bennett Omalu. And it was actually very good. Very interesting story. And I've had a pretty tiring couple of days, but I still made the hike out to the movie theater to see this movie. I was originally going to use my check-in for this movie to see something else, but I'm glad that Maggie somewhat talked me into seeing this one. Yesterday I asked her, I don't know if I should go see Concussion or use my check-in to see Star Wars again or something like that. And she said, go see Concussion. And I said, tell the truth. And she said, go see Concussion. Yeah, I've seen the trailer for this movie probably more times than most trailers. And every time, I didn't think it looked bad or anything. It just didn't seem like something I'd be interested in. But we open the film, well, the very, very opening, the tippity top of the film, is just a montage of like interviews and sports coverage and stuff, and that kind of sets the tone for that aspect of the film. And then the next scene, we have a murder trial where Bennett is on the stand to testify in defense of someone who's being tried for murder, and he uses his expert opinion and his research on the subject, the victim, to determine that, in his opinion, this murder suspect is, in fact, innocent. And so I got pretty excited because I didn't know that aspect of this story. I just knew that he was a doctor who was going after the truth about concussions. I didn't know that he was a pathologist at the medical examiner. And as some of you may know, a couple of my favorite TV shows are, not my absolute favorite or anything, but a couple of TV shows I love are Crossing Jordan and more recently iZombie. And they're both about medical examiners solving cases. And this whole movie, I was thinking, like, oh man, they're gonna tease us with this awesome thing, him getting a murderer, an innocent person off of murder, and then it's just gonna be about football the rest of the time. No, the whole rest of the movie is the same kind of stuff. So that's what kept me so interested, and I was kind of worried. Like I said, it's been a long couple of days, and I'm a bit sick. I actually was falling asleep during like the pre-show, and thought, oh man, I'm gonna be fast asleep by a certain point, and at least I'll get a little bit well rested. No, I was very interested, and I just wanted to see how things developed, and this film delivers pretty well. Actually, in the courtroom scene, it's the only time that this happens. So I'm glad that it is the only time this happens. There's a lot of very fast editing and like overlapping dialogue with himself almost. And I thought that was a kind of a strange choice, and it didn't occur in the rest of the film. So I don't know, maybe that didn't come out as interesting as it should have been or something. I don't know. No idea, but just something I noticed. Another thing I noticed is just that jamming 7-8 score at the end. That's some solid composition there. I enjoyed that. And as I didn't really notice it throughout the rest of the film, but great. I think it must have been some pretty great music through the rest of the film too. Only slightly touched upon and kind of indicated more so in the beginning of the film. We didn't see a whole lot of this later on. But he says that he first majored in music. And I thought that's an interesting thing about this guy. And he listened to some very fine tunes while cutting people open. Anyway, I thought, yeah, I have no idea what the truth is of the film, like how closely it follows real events or anything like that, but they made a very interesting film. I enjoyed watching it, and I would recommend it. I was mostly worried that because I don't like football at all, but I think, I mean, maybe if you don't like football, that makes this film even better, because it's very, very critical of the sport. So, check it out. It's not a laugh riot or anything like that. Probably pretty much the opposite. And, I mean, there were elements I realized, like, through the film, like, I'm not going to get into that. Never mind. But if you're looking for a very interesting story, there is a lot of stuff with his personal life that I mean, it was pretty good, but I didn't feel like it was absolutely necessary. But it was what happened to the actual guy. I guess there's not a real reason to leave that out. I mean, some of his motivations, what's this guy doing? Probably wouldn't have made sense if we didn't have any of that context. Oh, and his boss, it's the last thing I'll talk about. His boss kind of confused me. Like, at times it felt like he was very, like, you messed up again, fella. Not sound like that at all. But it kind of felt like that kind of boss. But then, like, 2 seconds later, he'd just be like, you know, I got your back, man. I got your back. Do what you gotta do. That is absolutely not what he sounds like. And I cannot remember what he sounds like. But that's how I will remember it. For whatever, for whatever reason. Let's see, Alec Baldwin. Oh, yeah, I was gonna... I don't even know. I'd have to practice a lot. I was toying with the idea of doing this whole review as Alec Baldwin, but I'm sick. Maybe that helps. That probably helps, actually, that I have a raspy throat. That I have a raspy throat. And the film... Okay, that was bad already. Maybe I'll do that for the video review, since the video review will be short and I can practice it and stuff. And write kind of like something that Alec Baldwin might say. I have no idea what Alec Baldwin might say. He's been in a lot of movies this year. At least 3. That's quite a bit, right? He's in Aloha, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Concussion, and at least those 3. A lot of people have been in, like, at least 3 movies this year. Anyway, okay, that's it for now. Check it out. It is a very good movie. Concussion. Let me know what you thought about it by tweeting me at jkyer. And be sure to check out todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. At some point, I'll get all of these Audio Boom episodes up there. So also follow here on audioboom.com/jkyer for these audio reviews. Okay, that's it. Catch you later.